Yeah, but I took up through since I wanted to make up time, I graduated in 3 years, going summers. So I got up through the introductory electrical engineering circuits course and electronics courses and things of that sort, electromagnetic theory. And if I had stayed a fourth year, then I could have actually probably gotten an electrical engineering degree as well. But I stayed at Poly because it turned out one of the courses I took, because the physics wasn't well developed at the time, was in crystallography, crystal physics. And they had one of the well-known laboratories. And what was very impressive is while I was an undergraduate, they had a very important person in that field by the name of P.P. Ewald, Peter Paul Ewald, come from England. He had left Germany in 1933, where he had been professor because of the Hitler regime. And in 1949, I think, he came to Poly as the chairman of physics. And they had a symposium for him, and they had Bragg and von Laue, Nobel Prize winner for X-rays, and I think Raman, Nobel Prize winner for Raman spectra, at our little school. And I said, wow. And this was introduced by one of the professors, and they were all friends. And I said, you know, at that time I looked at Poly as a kind of a, you know, East Podunk type of university. It was a local place you went to. But then I began to find out that there were these areas with Weber, became clear that the microwave group, polymer chemistry with Hermann Mach, who really started polymer chemistry in the United States.
What's his name?
Hermann Mach, M-A-R-K, very famous, if you ask, in the polymer area, had come over also from Austria, was Jewish, so he had come over and started a polymer there, and a lot of the leading polymer, elder polymer scientists were either students there or had come through there. So those three areas, crystallography, where they had these world-class people, electronics, electrical engineering, some things in chem engineering, that were, of course, related to chemistry, but the polymer chemistry were key areas. And when I found that out, then I stayed at graduate school there in crystal physics and crystallography, looking at the relation between structure and properties. So I wasn't really doing electrical things there, except that I did work on things like iron-nickel alloys to understand there's an electrical and electromagnetic anomaly in that when you get certain percentages. In fact, one of the Nobel Prizes went for those series of alloys. I forget the... I think it was a Frenchman who got it back in the 20s or something. So they were still playing around. Now, what happened was I got an early National Science Foundation faculty fellowship to go to England, to go to London, and see how they trained their people doing crystal physics.
So before you completed your PhD?
This is after. Because the science side was ready. Oh, okay. I should say I did my PhD, then did my master's under Ewald. In an area where I worked on the theoretical, the mathematical analysis of how helices radiate diffracted X-rays.
Oh.
Because Linus Pauling told him, he was a good friend of Ewald's, that was an important problem. We knew no biology or anything to realize that the reason that Pauling thought it was interesting, because he was working on the DNA.